Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, I know, I've been gone. I'm back. It's Ira Silver. Wednesday, February 26, 2020. We are recording for Thursday's slate of games. I am joined alongside, as always, on Wine Wednesdays, my buddy, my guy, Neil Rushlani. Neil, what's going on, man?
Hey, Ira. Welcome to the late night time zone. You're on the East Coast now. How does it feel?
Oh man, it's tough. Yeah, that's why I've been out a couple days here as of late. Just packing up everything, getting on a flight, dealing with the jet lag. But I'm finally starting to recover. 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. A little weird that the West Coast games haven't kicked off yet. But yeah, it's a little weird here on late Wednesday night. What about you? I mean, you're a little bit used to it.
Yeah, I'm used to it. You know, I moved from the East Coast to the Midwest, and the 1 hour does make a difference. So you're gonna take some time adjusting to late night basketball, especially if you have early mornings.
Yeah, that really sucks. The sports schedule, especially if you're a West Coast fan or you like to late night chase. It's a long haul and it's a grind all the way into the wee early morning hours.
Well, if you're a gambler, you love the chase, right? That's the whole point of gambling.
Yeah. But I prefer to chase the game at 7:45 at night and not 10:45 at night.
You're a young man. You'll get used to it. You'll be fine.
I hear. All right, Neil. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and talk about Thursday's slate here. I believe there's four games, and we're going to go through them. I don't have the lines. Neil does. Neil's going to test me on my knowledge here. I've been out of it for a few days, so hopefully I can kind of get close to that line. But before we do, let's give a shout out to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even pull the bets that Neil and I give you today on this podcast for an even bigger payout in a pizza parlay. Let's say you got a couple big favorites you want, you put them together, and you can go ahead and win that way and win big. MyBookie's got more lines and better odds than any other for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY to activate the offer. Once again, the promo code is TODAY to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Neil, let's get it going. Let's bet, win, and get paid. What do we got up first for Thursday's games
got a slate of four. The first game is actually, we do not have a line because of extenuating circumstances. New York at Philadelphia, 7 p.m. start. We have an injured Embiid in tonight's game. We'll see. I don't have an update on how bad it is. Do you have that?
From what I'm reading and some expert opinions, he's probably not going to play tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. That's the safe assumption. No lineup yet. But with Embiid out and Philadelphia coming off a really bad loss here at home against Cleveland. Or excuse me, on the road on Cleveland. 94-108. They will travel to, or they're back at home, I should say, where they have a phenomenal home record against the struggling New York Knickerbockers, who lost tonight in Charlotte. No line, so I can't really quiz you, but what are your thoughts on this line tomorrow?
Yeah, my thoughts with no Embiid, no Simmons, and all we got is Mr. Tobias Harris shooting jump shots. I think that this line is probably going to be in favor of Philadelphia, and it's going to be a short home favorite, and I think it's going to come somewhere between, you know, maybe 1, 1.5, 2. That's kind of my guess. What do you think here on this game?
You're right. No Simmons, no Embiid. It's so hard to then quantify. They're so good at home, and the New York is so bad. I'm going to just say from perception, they're going to have to be more like a 3-point favorite, but we'll see. I know you love the 76ers. You say they're all heart. Isn't that what you say about them?
Oh, yeah. No heart, you mean. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You knock these guys. Do you think they have the stones to pull it off tomorrow?
They're garbage. No.
You think they'll lose to the Knicks at home?
I don't know. I'll have to look at what the line is when it comes out. But if the Knicks getting 2, 2.5, I don't know, 1.5, 2.5, might be a money line play, but both coming off back-to-back, so it's a little tough to evaluate here. I'll see what the model says in the morning and update everyone on Twitter. Once again, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Neil's at Ball with Neil. And we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. Once again, a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Go over to the website. Check it out. Great content. Tons of great stuff on there. All right, Neil, what do we got for the second game of Thursday night slate?
It's Thursday night slate. Second game is Portland at Indiana. All right, you're going to guess the lines here for me?
Portland at Indiana. Damian is still out, correct?
That is correct.
I'm going to go ahead and say Indiana -7.
9.5.
Wow. Okay.
You want to shoot for the over-under? This one's harder, probably.
I'll go with over-under set at 216.5.
Oh, you're almost there. 217.5.
Wow. I was pretty close.
Very close. Okay. Your thoughts first.
Yeah. With no Dame and the Pacers laying 9 here at home, I kind of do like the Pacers to run away with this game, especially if everyone's going to be in. I'm not sure what the injury news is on the Pacers side of the ball. Is Oladipo going to play? Do we know?
I do not know.
Okay. Yeah. Assuming the Pacers are healthy tomorrow night, tonight and Thursday slate against the Portland Trailblazers, I really like the Pacers here -9, even though I thought the line was coming in around 7, 7.5, let's say, in my gut. The more I think about it, the more I like the Pacers. I just don't think West Coast traveling to Midwest, East Coast, wherever Indiana Pacers are. I know where they are, but I'm just most people don't.
It's all flyover country to you. I know that. Okay.
Yeah. I just fly over it. I think that the Pacers here at home, I think they're probably going to take it down pretty easily without Damian Lillard. So I'm going to go Pacers. -9, not an official play, so make sure you follow us on Twitter. What are your thoughts here on this game, Neil?
I am going against you. I'm sorry. I'm going Portland official play +9.5.
Wow. Neil gave us an official play.
Portland's coming off a tough home loss against Boston. Indiana's coming off a nice win. I think the motivation's on Portland's side. Give me the Trailblazers.
Guys, this might be a first or a second. I'm not sure. But since we started the podcast, I'm pretty sure Neil just gave us his first official play. I think Neil just gave us the first official play of his career. So thank you for breaking records here, Neil. And you heard it here first, Portland +9, Ball with Neil, and he's hammering that.
All right, next game up on the slate, Sacramento at Oklahoma City. What are your thoughts on the line?
Sacramento at Oklahoma City. I'm going to say that the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to be about a 3.5, 4-point favorite.
A little light again, 6.5 for OKC.
Wow. Okay. I might have to consider taking the Kings here in this situation.
And then do you want to try the over-under?
Over-under has got to be like 228.5.
A little less, 223.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shocking. Shocking. Wow. Listen, I get a pass. I'm a little rusty. Haven't been on the pod in a couple of days. Haven't been on since probably, what, last Thursday. So basically a full week off here, and I'm glad to be back. But, yeah, what are your thoughts here on this game? Who do you like?
Sacramento's coming off a couple nice performances. I just think this is where they get hammered by Oklahoma City. I like if your line was right, if it was 3.5, I would have definitely taken Oklahoma City. 6.5 is a little high for me. I think I may go with the over, though, on 223. I think it gets there. I think both teams are going to put up a lot of points, and I like the pace of play on both these guys. So I will put in my second official pick of the evening, and who knows, perhaps of the season, OKC Sacramento over 223.
Wow, we're getting a little nuts here tonight, guys, on Wine Wednesdays for Thursday. Yeah, right. Wine Wednesday for Thursday slate, getting a little nuts here with Neil. I'm actually a little under the weather, so I'm glad you're putting yourself on the line here and making some plays, because I'm a little out of it still, and I think I caught a little stomach bug on the plane. But yeah, man, that's fantastic. I think I'm gonna go ahead and take this Kings plus 6.5. I'm gonna take a look deeper at it later tonight or early in the morning, and of course I will definitely put that out on the Twitter machine what I like or lean to as well.
Fair enough. Fourth game and last game of the slate tomorrow night on TNT, the Lakers at Golden State. What are your thoughts on the line?
Lakers at Golden State. I'm going to go ahead and say Lakers are probably like a 14-point favorite.
No, you're almost right there at 13.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and over-under?
Man, that's a tough one. I'm going to go ahead and say like 225.
It is 225.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen. Right on the nose.
Iron Silver Magic. Because
wow. I guess that's why I have the nickname.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. What are your thoughts on this one?
My thoughts here are I just can't take the Warriors here in this situation. I think Draymond's supposed to be back for the Warriors. However, the Lakers just have too much firepower, even on the road in Golden State. I'm going to go ahead and say Golden State gets their butts whooped tomorrow night, and the Lakers win this game by more than 20 points.
Wow. I like the cojones. I like the Lakers to win big, but 13 is too many points. I am going to lay off on this one.
All right. Well, we got to discuss. I know it's not a podcast with Ira unless we discuss some hockey here. So I'm just going to run through a couple games that I glanced at before we sat down here to record. And I'm going to give a couple leans out and obviously make sure, once again, I will reiterate myself. Please make sure to follow me on Twitter and the My Action app to see what kind of action we got going on for tomorrow in hockey, especially because I got to really wait until the starting goalies are confirmed. But a couple of really good games on the slate here tomorrow. We got the Dallas Stars on the road in Boston. Boston is looks like a $1.70 favorite here, 7:30 start time on the East Coast. Dallas Stars have been playing great hockey, but so have the Bruins. If the total is around 6, I think I like under 6 here, especially if Ben Bishop and Tuukka Rask are going to be playing. But if you're looking at Khudobin and Halak, I might have to play the over here. But Eileen, you know, it depends how big of a price we're getting with the Stars here. But if we're getting like plus 140 with the Stars, it might take a shot here with them. Next game I'm eyeing at is the Canucks on the road in Ottawa. It looks like Vancouver is opening at a minus 160 favorite on the road. I'm going to go ahead and hammer that one as well. Vancouver minus 160 against the Senators. Senators just are awful, and it's really not a tough place to play in Ottawa. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Canucks here on the road in Ottawa. Another really good game. Well, it's known to be a good game. We got the New York Islanders against at St. Louis Blues. I'm not a big fan of these Islanders. I actually didn't give it out as an official play, but I took the Rangers the other night against the Islanders, and Rangers whooped them. Yeah, I mean, it went to overtime, but they were dominating a lot of the game there and were leading most of the game. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Blues. I'm going to hammer this one as well. St. Louis minus $1.65 at home. They're pretty unbeatable right now, especially if Jordan Binnington's in goal for the Blues. He's pretty unstoppable. I really don't like this Islanders team. They don't score too many goals. And if the line's at around 5.5, I might play the over in this one too, especially, you know, definitely if Allen is in net for the Blues. But if Binnington's in net, I just think that the Blues have so much firepower and they can come at you in so many different ways. The last game of the night I'm looking at is the Capitals at the Jets. I believe this is a rematch of a couple of days ago. Over-under will probably be 6.5 is my guess. Washington is a short road favorite at $1.40. And, you know, I like the Capitals here, but I also really like, I lean more to the over if the line is 6.5. I played the over the other night in the game, and it went over. And so I think I'm going to play it again. Capitals, Jets, especially if Holpe's in net for the Capitals. Well, actually, both goalies for the Capitals have been kind of shaky as of late. And depending on who's in net for the Jets, I think it'll be Hollenbuck, but I'm not sure yet. But, yeah, stay tuned. I'm probably going to lean over here in this one as well. And there's plenty of other games for me to go over. Just wanted to kind of brush over a few games there for you guys. And Toronto Maple Leafs on the road in Florida, where, you know, my home state now, they are a short road favorite as well, -110. I might look to back the Leafs here. They've been bouncing back. Panthers are going in the opposite direction. Bobrovsky, if he starts in goal, definitely a fade play for me, even though he won the other night in Arizona. So look to that. And, yeah, any thoughts here on any hockey?
Oh, I have no idea about hockey.
All right. Well,
say I will bet.
Okay. Well, follow. Just follow me blindly, man. I'll lead you to the path to success in hockey. I think we're at a turning point here. A lot of teams are, the trade deadline just ended, and we got about 20 games left. A lot of teams are going to be playing some really good hockey, and you're going to see the teams that should be winning, should have won, start to win a lot and come out really aggressive. Well, I think that's all for us. Unless you got any other final thoughts, comments, questions for me, Neil.
I don't. Well, first of all, tell me, how is the beach there in Miami?
Man, it's fantastic. I mean, you can't beat it. It's the middle of, almost the end of February here, 80 degrees on the beach. No humidity, really. Just beautiful, beautiful blue skies, fantastic ocean, warmer water than the West Coast, and just loving life, man. Just loving, much more affordable, and, of course, no state income taxes.
So my second question is, when can I come visit?
Anytime, buddy. I got a second bedroom for you here on the beach. Anytime you want to crash, you're more than welcome. You know you're my guy, dude. You know you're my guy.
You may regret saying that. So perhaps I'll see you down in South Florida.
I'm available. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Thursday's edition of Today in Sports Betting. Once again, I'm your host, Ira Silver. I'm with Neil Rishlani. Neil's at Ball with Neil. I'm at Ira Silver Magic on Twitter, and we are at Hoop Ball Gaming. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Enjoy the outro music.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.